Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 12th of August. The first thing to say about the release of July US consumer price inflation later today is that this is less precise than data in the past. There are more and more gaps in the inflation data, and those gaps are filled by guesswork. Educated guesswork, perhaps, but still guesswork. The second thing to say is that the blunting of consumer price inflation accuracy is not likely to make a difference to financial markets. Investors are trying to second-guess the US Federal Reserve at the moment, and in the absence of clear medium-term guidance from US Federal Reserve Chair Warsh, that means that individual numbers will become more and more important. Several Fed members have highlighted concerns about the potential persistence of inflation, hence the heightened focus on the current data. The strength of the reaction of bond markets to a single employment report last Friday is indicative of the power of individual data points at the moment. The market expectation for today is of a relatively benign number, consistent with the Fed being on hold. Core inflation is generally seen coming in at around 2.5%. In the absence of the war and the ensuing oil price impact, core inflation would probably be at 2% or very close to it. Core inflation contains quite a lot of energy costs embedded in things like airfares and shipping freight costs. The effects of tariffs on inflation are fading, not because the tariffs were declared unlawful, that did not reverse the impact of tariffs on consumer prices, but simply because tariffs have been a one-off tax increase imposed last year. And so the year-on-year comparison is a comparison now of post-tariff prices with post-tariff prices, not, as in the past, of post-tariff prices with pre-tariff prices. Consumers' inflation perceptions will not match the reported inflation. In part, this is because of things like the fictitious owner's equivalent rent, which will be dragging down the headline. And no one will have any sense of that, as owner's equivalent rent is an abstract concept. Perceptions will also be elevated because gasoline prices are still way above what is seen as being fair value. But then, consumers' perceptions of inflation have been above 2% for almost every single month for the past four decades, and that's not something to be necessarily surprised by. The optimism bias of financial markets when it comes to the oil price seems to be fading somewhat. Crude oil prices remain at the upper end of their recent range, in spite of Pakistan doing its best to talk an upbeat story about peace prospects. Investors are increasingly reluctant to price in any kind of long-term deal without clear signals of support from the Iranian side. The trickle of shipping that is actually passing through the Strait of Hormuz is allowing some oil to come out, and that, and more importantly, other measures, seems to have helped to prevent more extreme moves in the oil price. But assertions from the US or their allies about the prospects for peace are no longer creating strong investor reactions, it would seem. Away from the US data, the economic releases today are likely to be overlooked by investors. There are some local consumer price inflation numbers within the Euro empire, but these are final numbers, and final numbers are almost never revised. Markets are likely to barely acknowledge their existence. The yen continues to drift back towards fundamental fair value, hovering just below 160 to the dollar. The threat of intervention may be slowing the process of normalization, which would buy time for the policy changes that could change the fair value for the yen, if only policy changes were going to happen. Policy changes do not appear to be happening. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.